Today, my sissy, I have a rather sadistic approach to your servitude. This will go beyond today. This will go for as long as I command. Number one, you will always be in punishment mode. You will work to get the teeniest, tiniest ounce of freedom. You will be required to wear your punishment dress. It is a thick and heavy black lace pencil dress with long sleeves and puffy shoulders. It wraps around tightly, making it somewhat difficult to walk for you. There's a zipper in the back for easy access for me, your mistress, and easy access for anyone I loan you out to. Next, you will wear a full wrap around black PVC apron. It'll be almost like a second dress. Pockets in the front. You will have elbow-high PVC gloves in which to wear. I don't want your sissy bitch hands all over my things, or anyone else's for that matter. Your hands will be shackled to your workstation and adorned with two bells that make a slight jingle as you move about. For the times that you're not shackled, I want to hear where you are. You see, I do not want you speaking with me. You are so low and pathetic that you don't deserve to speak to me, unless commanded to do so. However, I do want to know when you're coming upon me, and that is why you jingle. I can tell if you're fighting to get away, if you're coming or going, and I can always find where you are. You will wear knee-high ballet boots that will only allow you to stand for a short period of time, then force you to the ground, where you will have to walk similar to a walrus. Your dress is so tight and your boots are so high, it's very difficult to move about. And you are shackled to your work area, arms and legs. Whether I stick you down in the hot, muggy, humid laundry room to do laundry for everyone in the mansion, or I have you outside working in the 85% humidity, the 95 plus degree weather inside the greenhouse. You will stay there, as uncomfortable as you will be inside your punishment dress and doing your chores. You see, you are 100% submissive to me. You have no rights. You have no freedom. You are used and abused at my discretion. There may be times that I lock you in the cellar, and you will be required to be used in a more sexual manner to any of my guests or anyone that walks by and uses you. And let's not forget that you will have a remote control bedazzled shock collar with a 25-yard range. Wherever I'm at, and wherever you are, if I think it's time to give you a little zap to keep you on your toes, I will do just that. You are required to work and earn your spot in my mansion. You work hard, long, grueling hours in hopes that your bitch bowl will be filled with food and not just water. You slave away daily, hoping not to be kicked out into the hot, cruel environment. You sweat and ache to earn your spot inside the oversized dog cage, which is where you're kept. The dog cage is padlocked, and it contains a small rug on the inside of it for your comfort. You will be pulled around on a leash, and you will be given tasks and assignments to complete, and you will do so willingly. You are my slave, and I do with you as I please. You are in a lifelong punishment of servitude, cruel and sadistic servitude, with me, Mistress Ivy. This is Mistress Ivy, and you can reach me by calling 1-800-601-7259.